Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I'll be your host for the next 120 minutes. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences in live radio. Because it is live radio, I can just say that line again. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences in live radio. Isn't that funny? Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. It's like Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, all rolled up into one show. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We have our devotional diamonds of the day. Actually, kind of limited today, but pretty interesting. Personal revelations of my life's insanities. I think some of you got a dose of that yesterday. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, but we probably won't because we can't afford... We can't afford, Paul. I think you missed your 350 clip.
I need about 350.
About 350. What do you need? How much do you need? How much do you need? How much is that?
How about just 250?
Okay, how about 250? What about a dollar?
I gave him a dollar.
Okay, good enough. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Excellent question. No real answers for you. The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. We're also asking life's questions about life's questions. And at the moment, we have a daily double. First question, how does a shepherd count his flock without falling asleep? That's the question number one. Then question number two, why do all the days in the week end in Y? Why? Good question. Also, we're doing Bible trivia for cool yet somehow crummy prizes. Sound effects placed at the wrong time, which just have nothing to do with the show.
I'm a representative of Her Majesty's British government. The Empire needs you.
But the question is... do I need the Empire?
Great question. Also, we're doing that thing, living life as a Christian thingy. Your phone calls and more. Compelling monologues, riveting interviews, fascinating callers. We got none of that. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. Trust me, you don't want to go anywhere.
Listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Sometimes we want to tackle things on our own, like fixing a leaky toilet or duct taping a small crack. Other times we need to skip the do-it-yourself attitude and get somebody who knows what they're doing so the job gets done right. Excalibur Roofing gets the job done right for new roof construction, old roof replacements, and repairs. With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, Excalibur Roofing is your knight in shining armor. There's a big difference between a general contractor and a roofing contractor. You want a roofing contractor like Eric at Excalibur Roofing. Otherwise, it's just like going to the family pediatrician and saying, Doc, I need some brain surgery. So just pull out that scalpel and get her done. Get it done right. Just call Excalibur Roofing at 760-743-8803 or go to their website at excaliburroofing.com. Best part? All estimates are free. Call Eric at 760-743-8803. Remember, Excalibur Roofing, they've got you covered.
What would you do if your church were surrounded by angry police and neighbors harassing you and your family? Or what if your pastor were placed under house arrest and threatened with eviction? You may not experience this in the U.S., but this is what's happening right now in communist Cuba. Pastor Deniz is now confined to his home while police threaten him for leading an unregistered church. His crime? Leading a house church. And while his church members in Cuba face these trials, they have one simple request. Please pray for us.
Hi, this is Shelley Somerset, and I wanted to encourage you to visit a new website from my friends at the Voice of the Martyrs. The site is icommittopray.com. There you'll find Pastor Denise's story, along with the stories of other persecuted Christians needing your immediate prayers. Join with Christians around the world posting prayers for Pastor Denise and others like him. Please pray for the persecuted. Visit icommittopray.com now to add your voice.
Kevin Davis here with Tracy from Monte Vista Village. You guys got some cool events coming up soon, don't you?
We do, Kevin. I'd like to invite your listeners to join us for our upcoming Lunch and Learn. This is the second presentation in our Take Charge of Your Health series. We're excited to have Henry Chang, Tai Chi Master of Honor, and this is a rare opportunity to learn about Tai Chi from an actual Master of Tai Chi. And Kevin, Tai Chi can be very beneficial for those with arthritis or Parkinson's disease. And everyone knows Monte Vista Village is very focused on our residents' well-being, so we're really excited to add Tai Chi to our program. If you're interested in a natural way to help maintain your health, we invite you to join us Saturday, November 16th. Presentation will start at 11 and lunch will be at noon. This is a great way to experience what your life could be like at Monte Vista Village. Please RSVP to 619-465-1331 by November 13th.
Once again, that number is 619-465-1331 for Monte Vista Village. License number 374-600-564.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Come on, baby!
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I just want to say to everybody that got a chance to listen yesterday to the testimony, I had a really had a lot of people respond to the testimony. I'm really, really thankful that people were able to hear it, and that was a blessing. Plus, I've had some people say, are you going to tell us a little bit more? Because you only kind of took us through a couple of points. I thought I did like 4 points out of 10, and that's only part one. So I am going to be telling a little bit more of the testimony that took place in my life that God did. I didn't do it. I was just part of it. And we're going to be doing that probably Friday. We're going to probably do a little bit more. Not a whole segment or anything, but just or a whole show, but a segment about it. I want to let you know, if you want to reach the show, you can do so by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience. Like it and or make a comment and follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience because, there we go. This segment brought to you by E. coli, termite, and pest control and our very good friend Sue Freeze, also known as the Termite Lady. Well, I hope she likes that. I think it's hilarious. Anyway, E. coli uses microwave, electro gun, and patented E. coli heat that gets rid of the termites without the hassle of moving out or the embarrassment of tenting. You see, when you get a tent and you put it over your whole house, we know it's not a jumpy jump. See, it's not that hard. Anyway, through the rest of this week, $100 off any termite work that you may have or $50 off any initial pest control work. Why? Because it's their 30-year anniversary. Congratulations to them. 800-332-BUGS, 800-332-BUGS. Also, Sue has a show, by the way, on KPRZ, 4 p.m. on Saturdays, inspirational. And but just keep in mind, if it any pest control, any termite needs, anything going on in that realm, you want somebody who knows what they're doing, you call 800-332-BUGS, or you go to ecolatermite.com. That's E-C-O-L-A termite, E-C-O-L-A termite.com. And we say howdy, howdy to Sue. Hey, Sue, how you doing? All right, let's see. Let's pick it up a little bit from yesterday. I'm not going to tell you too much, but I will tell you this. So I'm driving home. And as most people know, we start the show off with RoboPaul, and then we RoboProducer comes in a few minutes into it, and so on and so forth. So I wanted to make sure that I acknowledged RoboPaul for all his work, as well as RoboProducer for doing all the work that they've done. And I'm driving home, and I'm reflecting. Now, you know what's a bad idea when you're in your a little older and you're in the car by yourself and you've just shared your testimony? You know what a bad idea is? Reflecting.
Reflecting while you're driving?
Yeah, reflecting while you're driving. First of all, I think I'm blinding other people. Because I'm reflecting. Get it? And then, sure, to see a doctor and get rid of it. Here's how that goes. So I'm thinking about what I shared in the testimony, and it just dawns on me, for whatever reason, man, God has been merciful to me. I'm telling you, out of all the people I know, the most mercy he's had is apparently upon me. And you know that passage in Timothy, and there's a lot of people that debate this theologically, which I wish they'd stop doing that. But Paul says, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. I think it's 1 Timothy 1:17. Anyway, he says he came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. I've got to tell you that while Paul was not probably logistically, legally the greatest sinner that ever walked the face of the earth, doesn't that sentiment resonate with you
because you know how much God has had mercy on you and how much grace he's given you and how much forgiveness he's extended you. When you know you've sinned and you've done something wrong, don't you feel like you're the worst sinner in the world? Isn't that the case? Don't you feel it? And then sometimes if you want to justify it, you go, well, that person's worse. But inside you, you feel the exact same way Paul was writing about. Jesus Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. And I reflect on that and think, man, I am the worst of the worst of the worst. All the good things the Lord's done for me, all the kindness. You would think at some point that I would get it through the cranium process that the Lord loves me. You just think that. So anyway, I'm driving home crying like a baby. You know, I'm not doing it in front of anybody because I got my sunglasses on. I mean, you got to look like you're in radio. See, do you get that? You got to look like you're – okay. Anyway. I just want to let everybody know the podcasts. I don't know if the descriptions are up. I'll have to ask Robo Producer, but the podcasts are already up. You already put up both hours, didn't you, Robo?
The audio is up. You can download them. You just might not know what you're going to be talking about.
Well, I never know what I'm going to be talking about, so how are they going to know what they're listening to? Oh, I get it, because they're taped. Oh, I catch on. Anyhow, so there's going to be a little bit more coming. I think on Friday I'm going to share a few other things. I'm not sharing the whole kit and caboodle because it's so massive, and I didn't realize how draining that can be when you're talking about the deepest parts of yourself. But I think it'll be a lot of fun to talk about some of it on Friday. I have something. One other thing that happened that is so significant that a lot of people are going to go, that didn't happen, but it happened. Equally unique material because it's all his. The best part about the whole thing is I'm just a member of the cast. Following the director's story. I mean, it's really, you know, you talk about they make all the little clips. And so it's like, really? No, this is a book. See, Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. Now, the last time I checked, and I could be wrong about this, an author writes, writes a book or writes a poem or writes something. That's what it is. Jesus is the author of our faith and our walk of faith. So I will let you know, though, just to comfort everybody right now, I did reward myself last night and the wife with Chinese food. I just thought that seemed appropriate. I don't know why Jewish people always think that Chinese food is the place to go, but for some reason, it's like, that's it. It's like, what do you got to do to celebrate? I know, sweet and sour chicken. I don't know what it is. It's just something I do. I can't help you. A couple things we want to talk about, not the least of which could be the funniest story. One of the funnier stories that I've read today. I'm going to go right into this, Robo. Normally, I don't do stories, but you'll appreciate this one. A Wisconsin man had a wager with his wife regarding Monday Night Football. 42-year-old John Grant, a Chicago Bears fan, and his wife, a Green Bay Packers fan, right? So he had a bet with his wife. The Bears won. Guess what John did when he won the bet? This was the bet. Get this. Ready? He tasered his wife. That's how he won the bet. And the bet was whoever won got to taser the other. They arrested him. I'm thinking, this explains a lot right here. He's a Chicago fan.
People wonder why marriage is in trouble in this country.
Yeah, I have a bet. I have an idea. What's that, honey? Whoever wins this bet, the other person can stab the other person in the foot. Okay. Well, first of all, what man would think this is a good idea? I'm going to taser my wife if I win. Wait a minute. What wife would accept the bet? Okay, you taser me. Or I'll taser you. Now, is this couple, you would think to some degree, there's not a chance. There's no way they can make it. But on the flip side, if they're both in the same park, you know, and it's Jellystone Park, who cares? You know, it's like if they wanted to, but he got arrested.
I could see myself being part of that bet, but it would have been 15 years ago when I was still in high school in with one of my buddies, not my wife.
Yeah, he was arrested and charged with a felony. Now, I think that's going too far. After all, she was a Packers fan. I mean, come on now. There's a sense of poetic justice there. Anyway, that was a joke. I was kidding. That's the lighter, softer, milder, not as mean me. Good luck with that, people. Anyway, so he was charged with a felony, up to $10,000 fine. So I have a feeling that bet's going to cost them a lot more than they thought it was going to cost them. But he,
I want to know, at what point did that sound like a good idea?
I don't know. There's not enough pre-football celebration that a person can come up with that can actually conclude, hey, I have an idea. The winner will get the other person, will taser the other person. It's like you're just thinking, what? It's your brain just kind of melts down and stuff like this.
Maybe it was in the prenup.
I don't know. You know, it's got a possible 6-year sentence. They're not gonna put him in jail for 6 years, or they probably won't charge him $10,000, but they will charge him as much as it costs to have the police come out there and say, "Why did you taser your wife?" And then he's got to turn around and go, "Because the Bears beat the Packers." I gotta think. That's not the best excuse. No, it's just it's funny. Okay, so one of the things that we're adding into our system, by the way, which we are doing right now, and just so you can know, is we are reviewing nursery rhymes. Did you know we were doing a nursery rhyme review? And so we are doing nursery rhyme. And so here's a nursery rhyme we teach our kids, and then I comment on it. So here's one of them. It's called "Hey Diddle Diddle." Hey, diddle, diddle, the cat and the fiddle, the cow jumped over the moon, the little dog laughed to see such sport, and the dish ran away with the spoon. You know what the problem is in America, or with nursery rhymes like this? There's just too many drugs involved. It's like, what? It's a cat, the cat's playing a fiddle, he sees a cow jump over the moon, a dog laughs. Like what, like Rodney Dangerfield he laughs, or like Jackie Mason? What do you mean he laughs? It's such a sport, and then the dish ran away with the spoon. The only way that's applicable is the fact that my wife ran away with me and got married, and she's the dish and I'm the spoon. Outside of that, I'm pretty sure the hey diddle diddle is something that came up from H.R. Puffin stuff. Because there's no way it's a normal thing. Let's not teach our kids these kind of hey diddle diddle. This won't mess up your mind, son. Listen to this. Anyway, we need to work on this stuff, I think. All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, no tasering for the producers. We'll be right back.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. Marty Schneider here. You know, of all the mistakes that people make with their money, underestimating investment risk is right at the top of the list. After 33 years of financial advising, I can tell you that very few people have an actual handle on how much money they could lose if the markets go the wrong way. Now, this is a critical piece of information and especially important if you're in the retirement red zone. Be aware, friends, there are numerous ways for you to secure your life savings and still generate an excellent rate of return without risking your principal. If you haven't reviewed your retirement planning, please give me a call for your free consultation at 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider, securing retirements for 33 years. Call me for your free consultation with me, 800-727-PLAN. And don't forget my website, theretirementprofessor.com. That's theretirementprofessor.com. Or call me at 800-727-PLAN.
Don't miss Audio Adrenaline, Friday evening, November 8th, 7 p.m. at Calvary Chapel, Oceanside.
Little hands, shoeless feet, lonely eyes looking back at me.
Audio Adrenaline, live, along with very special guest, Stellar Cart. The Kings and Queens Tour in their only San Diego appearance. Friday evening, November 8th. That's 7 p.m. at Calvary Chapel, Oceanside. 3715 Oceanic Way, just north of Oceanside Boulevard. Get your tickets at calvaryoceanside.org. For information and special group rates, call 760-754-1234.
When he moves, you got to move, you know.
Audio Adrenaline and Stellar Cart. Friday, November 8th, 7 p.m. at Calvary Chapel, Oceanside. CalvaryOceanside.org.
The real
estate collapse that began in 2008 hurt a lot of hardworking people in San Diego, and some people are still feeling the effects to this day. We all now understand how important it is to have an experienced real estate professional on our team before making a decision to buy or sell a home. In San Diego, the stakes are too high for anything less. Nick Alamedin with Premier Homes is someone you can trust for advice about your real estate. Just call 858-455-6700 today for a free consultation and neighborhood analysis. That's 858-455-6700. 858-455-6700 to speak with real estate broker Nick Alamedin with Premier Homes. Someone you can trust to help you with all your real estate needs in San Diego. 858-455-6700. That's 858-455-6700.
Joey, there's an E. cola truck pulling up next door.
Nah, not to worry, doll. That's for the neighbors. These people haven't called nobody. We're the stealth termites. They don't got a clue we're here.
Actually, we do have ways of finding you, Joey. This is Sue Freeze, the termite lady from E. cola. Termites don't always make themselves known. During the summer heat, they like to lay low, but breed a lot. But here at E. cola, our expert, experienced inspectors know what to look for in your attic and foundation. If we find termites, we can use family-friendly, pet-friendly methods like E. cola heat, electric gun, and other non-chemical, along with traditional treatments to get rid of them. So call us for a free estimate at 877-332-BUGS, 877-332-BUGS.
Joey, that E. cola man is walking over here, too.
Wow, that ain't fair. Pack up, doll.
E. cola, powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly and mother-approved. 877-332-BUGS.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is doctor recommended and backed by more medical studies than any other thermometer. Your family's health care deserves the best. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Get yours at Walgreens and other fine retailers today.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here. At KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Using my radio voice, thank you very much. If you want to reach the show, you can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment. Follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because... This segment brought to you by our good friends at Zero Res and Brian Holland. Now, let's just keep it in mind. We're just keeping it simple, keeping it real, keeping it easy. All right. Not only are the techs prompt, polite, and professional, not only does Zero Res use scientifically proven empowered water instead of chemicals, not only is it safe for pets, kids, and allergy sufferers, not only is all that true, but here's another thing that's true. They have a 30-day you-gotta-love-it guarantee, and if you call Zero Res, 858-486-4100, that's 858-486-4100. You get two rooms done for $99. And if you donate a can of food to the local food bank, you also get a 10-foot hallway for free. That is the dealio. So let's go over that again. 858-486-4100. What do you need to know about Zero Res? I use them and recommend them. KPRZ uses them and recommends them. And KCBQ uses them and recommends them. And one of my very, very, very best friends in all the world uses them. And I haven't talked to them yet, but I'll bet you a bazillion gazillion that they recommend them. Zero Res, solid. You're not going to go wrong. You're going to appreciate the great quality work they did. Okay. How you doing, Robo Producer? Is life well for you? And how was your five cheese rigatoni?
It was very five cheesy, although the fifth cheese was a little light, so I only really counted 4.5 cheeses.
Huh. That's kind of not a five-cheese meal then, I think. It's kind
but,
of
But, yeah, it's kind of false advertising. Other than that, I am tippy-tappy with a song in my heart.
You're what?
Tippy-tappy with a song in my heart.
Tippy-tappy. Is this tappy. Like another... Is this
not taffy. Tappy.
Tappy? Tippy-tappy? What are
tappy.
You...
Like tippy. This. Like tappy, like...
Okay. Have you been reading the nursery rhymes? Is that...
Apparently, I need to lay off the mother goose.
Okay. Well, apparently, you got to at least lay off the goose, buddy. Anyway, that's right. You can't say that on Christian radio.
Wow, he just did.
Yeah, I want to bet.
A couple things to cover. I've got to do a DDD. It's kind of it's a longer read, but it's a very short, impressionable communication. So before I do that, I want to point out that today, November 6th in 1860, Abraham Lincoln was elected president of the United States. Man, do I wish he was elected today. Also, the first college soccer game took place on this date in 1869 between Rutgers and Princeton. Who do you think won? Between Rutgers and Princeton. I'll tell you who didn't win.
The Dodgers won.
Princeton didn't win. For those that don't know, today is saxophone day. It's saxophone day. I don't even know what that means. What does that mean? How do you get to get an instrument that gets to be a day?
What that means, David, is you're going to go ahead and you're going to play your favorite instrument and you're going to sound real good.
I knew you were going to do that voice. I just knew it. I knew it was coming. Also, believe it or not, in the annals of the bizarre holiday book that I have, today is Marooned Without a Compass Day, which to me... I'll tell you what, anybody can figure out what that music is from. If you know what that music is from and you call 866-K-PRAISE, you'll win two tickets to the Audio Adrenaline concert that's this Friday. How about that?
Yes.
I mean, come on. So I'm just going to leave it there. 866-K-PRAISE. If you know where that music is from, and you're going to have to tell a robo producer, you're not going to get on the air, but you can get a chance to win some tickets. Anyway, Marooned Without a Compass Day is how I feel most often. I don't know that. Is that a special day or is that every day? I'm feeling it's every day.
It's every day.
Every day. Okay, listen to this DDD. This is kind of an interesting DDD. By the way, you don't have to do scripting day. Oh, you do have to do scripting day. But you don't have to do a lot, do you? Just like from yesterday or something like that? Something like that. All right. Numbers chapter 29, verses 7 through 11. You want to get ready for one of the most boring reads? It's coming right now. Did I say that out loud? Oh, yeah. You bet. Yeah. No. You'll get it as soon as I read it. You'll understand what I'm talking about. Numbers, chapter 29, verse 7 through 11. Dave, are you saying there's parts of the word that are boring? Well, I don't know. You think it's more fun to read Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego or the mold? Which do you think is more fun to read? Really? Wait, you're not human? Okay, anyway, Numbers chapter 29, verses 7 through 11, this is what it says. Then on the 10th day of this seventh month, you shall have a holy convocation, and you shall humble yourselves, and you shall not do any work. You shall present a burnt offering to the Lord as a soothing aroma, one bull, one ram, 7 male lambs, 1 year old, having them without defect, and their grain offering, fine flour, mixed with oil, 3/10 of an ephah for the bull, 2/10 for the one ram, 1/10 for each of the 7 lambs, 1 male goat for a sin offering besides the sin offering of atonement, and the continual burnt offerings and its grain offerings and their drink offerings. Don't tell me that's not a goofy read. Here's the big thing about Numbers chapter 29, verses 7 through 11. All of this is regards to the sin offering of atonement. Now watch this. Here's the cool part about what you just heard. Though most of you are going, what did I just hear? Here's the cool part. This is all about the sin offering of atonement. Ready? Here's the cool part. All right? Here's the cool part. Verse 7. You shall humble yourselves, and you shall not do any work. When God is dealing with the sin of the people on the sin offering for atonement, guess what the Lord says? You better humble yourself and acknowledge it. You're not doing anything for it. You don't work for it. No work. No worky for salvation-y. No worky for redemption-y. No worky that way. It doesn't work that way. The sin offering of atonement has to do with our sins being atoned for, and the Lord says... Yeah, humble yourself, number one, and no works on your part, number two. You want to know why? Because you can't work for your forgiveness. You have to ask for it and then receive it. You can't earn it. I just think that's a very nifty little portion in Numbers 29. I mean, you get into the, 2/10, 3/10, 1/10, 1 male goat, this, that, whatever. You're like going, what? What? But in the very beginning, it says, you shall humble yourselves and you shall not do any work. For your salvation, for your atonement, for your deliverance, you got to humble yourself, acknowledge your sin, acknowledge your wrong, acknowledge what you've done before the Lord. But you can't work for it. You don't get to work it. You have to receive it. And no, receiving is not a work. Oh, no, receiving's a work, Dave. No, I'll tell you why. You get your birthday, you get a present. You didn't earn it. Yes, I did. I made it another year. Well, in some cases, it'd be a good argument. But that's not really true. You get the birthday because it's your birthday. That's why you get a present. Although salvation is much more important than your birthday. Anyway, which is, by the way, an anniversary. Anyway, it's not actually a birthday. It's just the anniversary of your birthday, but we won't get into that. That's a whole other subject. All right, so that's the DDD. Here's the thing to remember. Regarding salvation, you got to humble yourself. And regarding atonement, you got to humble yourself, and you can't do any work for it. You can't earn it. Just remember that. Also, I just want to do this real quickly because we are doing the nursery rhymes. Right? Actually, this is kind of the subculture of the nursery rhymes. Here's the nursery rhyme that I have chosen, even though I just did one a little bit ago. I'll do one more, and then we're going to break. Here it is. It's called Georgie Porgy. Have you ever heard of Georgie Porgy? All right, here we go. Georgie Porgy. Ready? Georgie Porgy, pudding and pie, kissed the girls and made them cry. When the boys came out to play, Georgie Porgy ran away. I'm thinking Georgie Porgy might be a little light. Something's wrong with Georgie. Right? Because, first of all, he's kissing the girls. That part makes sense. But the boys come out and he runs away. So, you know, I think some of the people in the leg butt community might say that that's a little confusion of sexuality or something like that. To me, it's a terrible thing to teach your kid as a nursery rhyme. Don't teach them Georgie Porgy. You kiss the girls, then you run away? What kind of commitment is that? That doesn't work. Got it? Good. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. When we come back, I got some news for you.
What's up must come down. Spinning wheel.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Save 50% on special purchases of quality carpet and flooring at Kohl's Fine Flooring. Find huge savings in every department and buy now, pay later with 12-month no-interest financing. Details at kohlsfineflooring.com or visit any of Kohl's 8 locations.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,300 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,300. And security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-236-7081. That's 1-800-236-7081. 1-800-236-7081.
What can one person do? One person can potentially reach hundreds of illiterate people in India and change their lives forever with the good news of Jesus Christ through a talking Bible, an audio Bible in their own language. One person listening right now can give a talking Bible and help an evangelist reach a fishing village where they've never heard of Jesus, and he'll play God's word to the people there, resulting in hundreds who accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. By being that one person who picks up the phone right now, you can literally change lives for eternity. The new and improved Talking Bible can be donated for just $35. Please call Talking Bibles with your one-time gift of $35 at 760-745-8105. That's 760-745-8105 or online at kprz.com. This work cannot be accomplished without your help. We need just one person to call right now. Is that one person you? Call 760-745-8105.
This is Pastor Mike McClenahan, and I invite you to journey with me and Solana Beach Presbyterian Church as we launch The Story. The Story is an exciting new message series that connects our individual and unique stories with God's grand and epic story and His purpose for our lives. Our entire congregation will be going through the Bible, children, students, and adults of all ages. We believe God's going to use this opportunity to bring us closer to Himself. We pray that this will be a time for God to bring you and your family closer together to Him. Join us Thursday mornings at 5:30 a.m. right here on 1210 a.m. KPRZ. Our community of faith at Solana Beach Presbyterian Church know that relationships matter. We worship together, we grow together in small groups, and we serve together in the community to God's glory. We want you to be part of our community this Thursday at 5:30 a.m. for Life Together as we experience God's story, the Bible, together. God bless you, and I look forward to talking with you soon. For more information on The Story, visit us at solanapress.org. Solana, P-R-E-S.org.
Okay, people, let's start with the basics. We need food, clothing, and a good roof. That's where Eric Holloway at Excalibur Roofing comes into the picture. With over 20 years of experience, active in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, Excalibur Roofing is the name that you can trust. Whether your quest is for residential or commercial help, Excalibur Roofing can rescue you from that tower of trouble. The way that Excalibur approaches each customer is by offering the best possible roof in every situation. From new roof construction to old roof replacements and repairs, Excalibur Roofing has got you covered. Get it? Just call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or you can go to the Excalibur website at excaliburroofing.com. Remember, all estimates are free. Get covered with Excalibur Roofing, your knight in shining armor.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Let's see. There's just so much material that I've got to get into that I really probably shouldn't wait. Let's start off with this story. It's an amazing story out of the Christian Post, in case you're wondering. Here's what the story says. Ready for this? This will catch you off guard. But remember, I'm a softer, gentler, kinder David Spoon. A mom defends her 7-year-old son's Ku Klux Klan Halloween costume. What? A mom defends her 7-year-old son's Ku Klux Klan Halloween costume. A Virginia mother's defending her 7-year-old's Ku Klux Klan Halloween costume after the boy was widely criticized on social media networks. First of all, the boy never should have been criticized. The mother, on the other hand, should have been very criticized. Her response was, I told you if you're going to wear it, you're going to get some criticism, but she thinks that some things that the KKK stand for are just horrific. So I want to make this statement, but make sure, because I'm kinder, softer, and gentler, to make sure that I do this correctly. So here you go. Okay. Hey, listen to this. I'm not calling anybody stupid. Okay? I'm not calling anybody stupid. But if I did, it would be this woman. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying I'm calling her stupid. I'm saying if I did call somebody stupid, it would probably be this woman who's defending. In fact, the irony here is that she even let her son dress up in a Ku Klux Klan. Are you serious? I mean, is that ridiculous? Why don't you just send him out as Adolf?
There was also, I was looking at the news earlier this morning, Dave, and I think it was Great Britain. There were two teenage girls that dressed up as the Twin Towers.
Nothing but class, huh?
Like, that's just...
That's the parents, nothing but classy child rearing here. They should be teaching a class. The class should be called Classless Child Rearing.
No doubt.
Because that is just it's incredible. It's just an incredible, really, you did that, but you know what? I'm softer, kinder, and gentler, so I'm actually not calling this woman stupid. I'm just saying. If I was going to call somebody stupid, she would be the one. Anyway, this was...
Hey, guess what?
What's that?
Hey, before we go on, we just got a call from listener Linda, and she lives in Escondido and or works in Escondido. And every day, those were her words, every day on the way home, she turns on the David Spoon Experience, and she really appreciates everything that you do, being able to get into the Word of God and getting her to laugh. And she really, really enjoys the show.
Great. That's very nice. Thank you, Linda. That's very cool. Did she know what that music was from? I just out of curiosity.
No, I didn't ask her.
Oh, okay. I don't want to tell anybody, but you know, anytime you want to play that music. By the way, thank you, Linda. That's very nice.
Hey,
but,
Linda, if you know what the music was from, if you heard, call back.
What music? What music might that be? What music are we talking about?
I'll be very impressed.
Let me say, I will tell. So I will give one hint. I will give one hint, but I'm going to be very careful. It is not far disassociated with Johnny Carson. That's all I'm going to say. Now, it is not Johnny Carson, but it is not far disassociated. How's that?
That's a good clue.
That's a good clue. All right. So townhall.com had some interesting things today to say. There was a new report. I'm sorry. I said that incorrectly. There was a new study that came out from a extremely
study show, Dave.
I'm going to tell you right now. This is it. An extremely left-wing organization. It says study attempts to portray gun owners as racists. Now, of course, they do know there's 600 million guns in the United States. Maybe they should get a handle on that. But let me say this real quickly. You know, if it's from a study, it must be true.
Ready? Aim! Fire!
If it's from a study, you know what studies show? That studies are false. Now what? Studies show that studies are lies.
Dave, studies show it's 2:41 p.m.
Yeah. Oh, does that mean I got a break?
No.
Oh. Studies show that studies are not really studies at all. Maybe they're a little woody, but they're not study.
Studies show people have entirely way too much time on their hands.
Studies show that if you want to conclude something before you do the study, all you got to do is make up the premise line and then just build the study around it. Studies show that the government never lies. That's what the study says.
I'm sorry, your answer must be in the form of a question. But thank you for playing.
Hold on. Along with that story, because as you know, I always have a story that goes with a story. Because I like a story with a story with a story.
You're a story kind of guy.
I am. Michael Moore. Remember Michael Moore?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord. I didn't even get to it yet.
You don't even have to.
I know.
Enough said.
I know. All right. So Michael Moore said, guns don't kill people. Americans kill people. Apparently, it was the United States of America that created all killing. Nobody has killed anybody. Oh, don't tell Kane that he's in trouble. Don't do it. Don't let that be. Because he was an American, wasn't he? Kane? Kane when he killed Abel? Wasn't he an American? Oh, we didn't use a gun, but that's not the point. The point is guns don't kill people. Americans kill people. There's no murder in any other country, Michael
Moore. Only in America.
Michael Moore seems to think. And they showed this picture of him, and this is not funny. He has gained a significant amount of weight from where he was. So I wrote down in a very soft, loving, and kinder, and gentler David Spoon, I wrote, actually, in his case, I'm going to go with cheeseburgers kill people, because right now he's not looking that good. And it's just like, really? Americans kill people? So people in Canada, they don't kill people. People in Mexico, they don't kill. In fact, all the drug lords, when they're shooting people, they're not actually shooting people. Or unless they're American.
What are you
doing? Unless they're American drug lords. Then it makes perfect sense.
I don't want to see this on your MySpace page. Please, no gang signs. No, throw it up. I'm kidding.
I'm kinder, softer, and gentler. That's the key. Do we have our R&B music? We need our R&B music because I'm going to talk about the Facebook post. So do we have our little R&B thing?
Thank you.
That is our looking at today's Facebook post music. We call it R&B. Why do we call it R&B? Stands for...
A little Rocky and Bullwinkle,
there
David.
There you go. There you go. Here's what I wrote on today's Facebook post. I went into the Psalm 68, verse 20 portion, and I think this is more apropos than people think it is. It says, "Our God is a God who saves. From the sovereign Lord comes escape from death." And then I wrote right underneath that, "How many times has God saved us from death?" And then I answered that question, "More than we know." Now, that's my way of communicating that, as I understand the scriptures and I understand the Lord, that God has probably done 10, 15, 20,000 times more than we think he's done for us. Just in saving us, he would have done enough. But I think God protects us on a regular basis. I think the people of God are protected. I think humanity, quite frankly, has been protected. As you know, there was almost a World War III scare based on a faulty software. I think God was the one who said, "Not yet. Not yet." And probably not that way, but not yet anyway. And the bottom line is that the Lord saves us even when we don't even know it. See, one of the things that I've really learned about the Lord is he does things for us and doesn't tell us each and every little thing. In fact, John alludes to that when he says it's not really possible if you write all the things that Jesus did, every single thing he did and said, and it'd be so many volumes, it would fill the earth. It was certainly a grandiose way to say it, but I think the point is pretty simple. God does much more than we are aware in our benefit, on our behalf. He's more protective of us than we know. He's more loving to us than we think. He's more merciful than we acknowledge. He's gracious and he's kind. And he's saved us from death countless times as a planet and countless times, no doubt, as individuals. And to that, I say that's a good Facebook post. Because that makes you think, man, the Lord's looking out for me. That's really cool. And you know what? He is. You don't know how many times God has stopped you from being in an accident. But you can assume because of the kind of God he is, because of the quality that he has, that he's done it numerous times and has spared your life. How many close calls have you had? Where do you think that grace comes from? Just think that through, right? That makes sense, right? All right, so what we're going to do, we're going to take our break, and then we're going to come back, and we've got the stories and DDDs and just lots and lots and lots of stuff. Why? Why not? What else you got to do? You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. We're coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
No one in San Diego wants gophers, rats, or mice on their property. Then the question becomes, do you handle the problem with chemicals or find a natural solution? A government study proved that one nesting pair of barn owls can consume 2,000 gophers, rats, and mice per year, whether they nest in the city or the country. The Barn Owl Box is a green solution to San Diego's rodent problem. Working together, we can stop using poison outside. Poison doesn't control the rodent population in San Diego, but it does make owls very sick. And when their babies ingest poison, they die. Get an owl box made from organic materials and gain real control over rodents on your property. This is an affordable, long-term, natural answer to your problem. Boxes start at just $350. Call Tom at 760-445-2023. Learn more online at barnowlboxes.com. 760-445-2023.
Trend is sweeping through American churches. 58% are leaving the church by age 29. The light that burned bright is being snuffed.
Who said your light was little?
Come and see with new eyes who you really are. Join New York Times bestselling author Ted Decker on Wednesday, November 13th for a free one-night event about you, hosted by C3 Church. Never before has Ted spoken so personally about our true nature in Christ as illustrated in his new novel, Outlaw. No ticket required. Doors open at 6 with book signing to follow. For more details, visit theoutlawtour.com. Join Ted Decker live at C3 Church on November 13th. Read Outlaw and see who you really are. Available everywhere books are sold.
Kevin Davis here. As we're heading into the holiday season, there's a lot of great things going on at Monte Vista Village, aren't there, Tracy?
There is, Kevin. I have another invitation for your listeners who've been thinking of moving to a senior living community. They can join us Saturday, November 23rd as we celebrate Thanksgiving. Guests will enjoy roast turkey with pomegranate glaze, Waldorf ham, potatoes with caramelized onions, and much more. And you don't want to miss the pumpkin cinnamon pudding cake. It'll knock your socks off.
That sounds tasty.
Our event is held from 11:30 to 1:30, and this is a great way to meet our residents and take a tour of Monte Vista Village and see what I've been bragging about all this time. Please RSVP by November 20th to 619-465-1331. Come and join us for this complimentary event and see what your life could be like at Monte Vista Village.
You need to check out Monte Vista Village. Give them a call, 619-465-1331, 619-465-1331, license number 374-600-564.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. You know, I better do the weather. Okay, you know, if you want to reach the show, you can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. I better
what if you don't want to reach the show?
Then don't do that.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to do the traffic real quickly. Also, go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. Then follow us on Twitter, @SpoonExperience, because that's my handle. There we go.
You did the weather and the traffic so fast, David, I didn't even notice you doing it.
Yeah. We just try and sail through that stuff
right
there. All right, this segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and our good friend Eric Holloway, who has graciously agreed at some point this month to come in and have another segment or two with Eric. 20 years of experience, active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, which is like, so it's just like, how do you do that? I don't know how he does that. Testimonials from people just like you, which is important because you want to know that other people have used Excalibur Roofing and like Excalibur Roofing and appreciate it enough to write and talk about their experience. Let me also say the new commercial we did that today. It's already been put in. It's already been sent to Jordan, so it should be playing sometime today. He's offering an opportunity for people to have careers with them, and that's just wonderful. I just think that's solid stuff. I love that. Excalibur Roofing does new roof construction, old roof replacements, and repairs. You can go to excaliburroofing.com, kind of check it out. It's a good way to get a feel for the company. But what you want to do is you want to call and talk to them. That's the biggest thing is you want to say, hey, if you got a roof issue, it doesn't matter. Like I said, oh, new roof, old roof, repairs, doesn't matter. If you just want to like, kind of have peace of mind and talk about it, call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. All their estimates are free. You will not be sorry. And he comes extremely highly recommended. How's that? Is that a good way to say it? That's a good way to say it. I want to do a DDD. I want to do a DDD. And I'm going to do this. And this is kind of an interesting, this is kind of a shorter one because our time's a little shorter. And I want to get the opportunity for a robo producer to do some scripting because we put that testimony up on the podcast. And we just want to say, hey, it's the testimony from yesterday. And if you haven't heard it, it's probably worth a listen. For some people, I think it's interesting to know how gracious and merciful God can be at all these different times and all these different ways. Here's something, though, that's kind of a warning. So I'm going to kind of move out of the, gee, Dave, you're being softer, kinder, and gentler, into a little bit of a scriptural warning. And the reason that I want to bring this up is because I just don't want people to misunderstand. It's not all, you know, we're not into greasy grace. You know what greasy grace is? Greasy grace is there's nothing but grace. God never is disappointed. So he's just up there. He's an old man laughing. That's so funny. The kids are so cute. That's probably not the true image of God. See, this is one of the things about that people have a hard time with. And it's people, they don't have to admit it. It doesn't, that part doesn't matter. But a lot of people fix their image of God attached to some sense of authority, a father figure, some authority, a teacher, a professional, whatever the case may be. And that leads to the opportunity to have these images of God where he's an old man sitting in a rocking chair who doesn't care. You're like, kids will be kids. Or he's the sheriff, and anytime you do something wrong, he pulls out his gun and shoots you. Or he's you know, like you're in a big petri dish, and he's got you in the petri dish, and he's just laughing. You know, like some evil scientist or some weird thing like that. The image from God that we have, as good as you want it to be, even if you've had really good parents, you have to understand that God is the perfect parent, not a good parent. He's the perfect father. He is not a human father. In fact, the real image of God should come through our understanding of God through scriptures. All of it put together from Genesis to Revelation. There's times where the Lord is firm, and there's times where he's overly gracious and merciful. And that's what a real father does. God just does it perfectly. But this portion is something that I want you to be aware of, because we don't want to dishonor the Lord. This is Mark 15:15. So for those that take notes, 15:15, probably pretty easy to remember. It says this: then, willing to gratify the crowd, Pilate released Barabbas to them, and after having Jesus flogged, he handed him over to be crucified. Small portion, not complex, not deep at all. Listen to what it's saying in this, and then see where the real depth comes from. Then, willing to gratify the crowd, Pilate released Barabbas to them, and after having Jesus flogged, he handed him over to be crucified. One, we've got to be very careful when we're overly willing to please people. Two, because overly willing to please people can also lead us to crucify Jesus. Now, that stated, what this portion tells us is that Pilate just he wanted to appease the crowd, he wanted to make it good, and that action led to him handing Jesus over to be crucified. It's one thing to try and be somewhat of a people servant, not a pleaser, a servant, a people servant. It's another thing to do things to please people to the point where you're denying or insulting or flogging or crucifying Jesus. So we don't want to have that going on either, okay? Here's the thing. We're supposed to live with our love to the Lord with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our strength, and with all our mind. Then we're supposed to love our neighbor as ourselves. It's not reversed. The first is not the second. The second is not the first. It's love God. It's the first and foremost command. Love God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind. The second is like it, but it is not it. And that one says to love your neighbor as you love yourself. Now, if you're operating in that capacity, and just instead of being a people pleaser, you be a people servant, then your actions in that capacity will most likely not lead to an insulting of Jesus. That's just what I'm trying to, you know, kind of throw your way to make sure you kind of have a handle. I need work on it. You need work on it. We need work on it. And whenever I'm teaching these things or talking about these things, I'm not saying, oh, you people need to do this. Oh, you people need to do this. But I don't like that line. If I'm pointing one finger, then I got three fingers pointing back. You point a finger at me, I'm going to break it. Don't do that. But the idea is to acknowledge, walk in it, recognize it, own it, bring it before the Lord, humble yourself. And that's what we got to do always. All of us. All of us. Not some of us. All of us. If they didn't reach the place after walking hand in hand with Jesus for 3.5 years, if Paul didn't reach the place after being a Christian for years and years and years and years, we're probably not there either. Okay? I mean, you can be honest about it. That's fine. All right. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take our break and come back. And then we got some amazingly weird news stories today, but I'm going to do it with a smile, even if it's kind of a sad story, if that's okay with you. We're listening. Well, you're listening. I'm talking. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. And I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, it's just more of the same, but it's fun. You know it is.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.